With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Nelson DeMille served as an Army lieutenant during the Vietnam War. Later, after he was out and working as an insurance adjuster, he decided he wanted to write about the conflict.
Through Army connections, I was introduced to a publisher of a small paperback house. I pitched the idea to him of writing a Vietnam War novel. It was going to be The Naked and the Dead of 1970. And he said, no, actually. Nobody was interested, nobody cared. The war was still going on, you have to understand, at that time, too.
Instead, Nelson DeMille was commissioned to write police novels, and he turned out several of them.
People were telling me this was good stuff, even though it was meant to be just paperback pulp.
So Nelson DeMille tried his hand at a serious novel. It was By the Rivers of the Babylon, a thriller set in the Mideast, which became a bestseller and a Book of the Month Club selection.
I went from a $1,500 a book author, paperback pulper, to a six-figure, firmly established novelist.
Other books followed, including The Talbot Odyssey and Cathedral. And at last, Nelson DeMille felt it was time to write that Vietnam novel he had wanted to do 15 years earlier. The book is Word of Honor, the story of an infantry officer recalled to the military to face a court-martial for leading a platoon accused of the massacre of civilians at a hospital in Vietnam. DeMille himself was never involved in a mass murder while in the Army, but he did sit in on a number of court-martials and believes that military justice is badly in need of reform.
All military justice tends to be too summary. Once you're in front of the court-martial board, you're pretty much guilty, otherwise you wouldn't be there. That's the feeling in the Army.
Word of Honor, published by Warner Books, will have the reader guessing until the end whether Nelson DeMille's hero was responsible for a Vietnam massacre. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.